Next door to Russia, in Ukraine, there's still occasional fighting between government troops and rebels backed by Moscow. That's despite ongoing efforts to hammer out a peace deal. In fact, there hasn't been much good news coming out of Ukraine since the conflict there began back in 2014, and there's a good deal of pessimism about where the country is headed. But there is one big industry in Ukraine that's thriving now, and no, it's not the weapons business. I'll let Alina Simone explain.
When it comes to sanctions, Russia is known for its tit-for-tat approach. But a weird thing happened when Ukraine banned all TV content created in Russia after 2014. Russia didn't impose the same ban on Ukraine. Instead, they started buying Ukrainian TV shows like crazy.
When all of this happened, there was such a big kick in the butt. Volume-wise, everything is growing. Even the smallest production company is now filled with orders.
This is Irina Kostyuk, a producer at Film UA, the Ukrainian company behind Russia's hottest detective series, The Sniffer, about a cop who dissects crimes using his olfactory superpowers. Traditionally, the Russian and Ukrainian TV industries have been intertwined, in large part because most primetime shows are still shot in Russian, not Ukrainian. Even the ones in Ukraine. Here's James Kramer, former vice president of Sony Pictures Russia.
Before the political conflict, Russia and Ukraine had been even closer than the U.S. and Canada, especially in terms of television, where there was production on both sides and actors went back and forth and all the creative and technical people. So it was really more or less one market.
But the Ukrainian TV industry was still heavily dependent on Russia.
And that caused a kind of interesting problem because probably 80 to 85% of what the programs that were on Ukrainian primetime television were Russian produced.
Which means when the Ukrainian government decided to ban new Russian shows, Russia lost a huge buyer.
So they've just lost really probably more than 50% of their profit by Ukrainians saying we're not going to help the Russian economy by buying their TV shows anymore. So that has changed the market tremendously in Russia, as has the devaluation of the ruble. And that's why production has been frozen for the better part of the last 2 years.
It also meant there was a huge void of new TV content now on both sides. Russia, because it couldn't afford to produce new shows. Ukraine, because they'd mostly just been buying Russia's shows. One of the creators who stepped into that void was James, who now runs his own production company in Los Angeles. He and a Russian writer are developing new shows for Ukrainian television.
So we sold one, and we've now sold a couple of others.
What he didn't anticipate was that Russia would start buying his shows from Ukraine.
Suddenly they have a need for new material as well, so they're now buying Russian language productions from Ukraine to air in Russia. And that's what's happening with our first series called Plakhoi Khoroshi Mient, which means bad cop, good cop.
It's a reversal of fortune that no one had anticipated, but Irina points out, even though there's a lot more demand, there's a lot less money available for the average production, like half as much. And
our lawmaking system, they impose more and more bans.
Bans on displaying any kind of Russian or Soviet military insignia, and bans on a long list of Russian actors, writers, and directors who have ever spoken out against Ukraine.
So you have a list of like about 170 people. And if one person appeared in like one maybe episode of a whole series, I don't know, walking just on the background and somewhere, this whole series is banned.
And new shows like Bad Cop, Good Cop have to be careful not to run afoul of those rules.
Because it will be shown in both Ukraine and Russia, and it's a cop show, they've created neutral uniforms. So the uniforms are neither Russian nor Ukrainian. And the money is all dollars. So it's not hryvnia, it's not rubles.
They also weren't able to cast many of the actors they wanted.
Probably four of the five top names of people that we said, you know, they'd be great for this role were, they spoke out too much, you know, anti-Ukraine. And then the one top Ukrainian guy we wanted, he spoke out too much anti-Russian.
See, Russia has its own entertainment industry blacklist. So I ask Irina, what happens if Russia changes its mind and decides to ban new Ukrainian shows too?
Oh, we're sitting on the edge of our seats because anytime they have the right to. Ethically, why not?
But even if Russia imposes its own ban, the divorce has still provided Ukraine's TV industry with an important jolt toward independence.
It's a bit of our fault as well. We should have been thinking about it way before it, and we shouldn't be so connected to the Russian market. In a way, it is good.
the TV industry in Ukraine, making lemonade from the crisis. For The World, this is Alina Simone.